Municipal elections are taking place Monday across Ontario. Here are 10 mayoral races to watch. Hamilton former NDP leader Andrea Horwath is attempting to start a new chapter in her political career by going back to where it began. Horwath, who served three terms on Hamilton City Council starting in 1997, is running for mayor of that city. Her bid comes after she stepped down as provincial NDP leader earlier this year, following four elections at the helm of the party. During that time, the NDP secured official opposition status, but failed to form government. Horwath is up against eight other candidates, including Bob Bertina, who previously served as mayor and was a Hamilton MP. Von Steven Del Duca is seeking a political comeback at the municipal level. The former Ontario Liberal cabinet minister became the party's leader in 2020 and tried to carry it out of the political wilderness, though in this year's provincial election it gained just one more seat than in 2018, still not enough for official party status in the legislature. Del Duca stepped down after the loss and is trying his hand at municipal politics. He is vying for the mayor's job against six other candidates, including Sandra Young Rocco, who has served five terms on Vaughan City Council. Brampton, unlike in Hamilton and Vaughan, Brampton's current mayor is running as an incumbent, though it could still prove to be an interesting race. Patrick Brown first secured the mayor's job in 2018 after he stepped down as leader of the provincial Progressive Conservatives amid sexual misconduct allegations that he denies. But his time as mayor has been turbulent as well, with allegations of financial and contract irregularities and a council sharply divided by pro- and anti-Brown allegiances. His main contender appears to be Nikki Corr, a former municipal employee who brought forward unverified allegations as a whistleblower against top city officials. She has a team of political heavy hitters working for her, hoping to take down Brown. Ottawa Jim Watson is not running again, so the mayor's race is an open contest in Ottawa. There are 14 contenders, but the top names are City Councillor Catherine McKenney, former journalist Mark Sutcliffe, and former provincial cabinet minister and former Ottawa mayor, Bob Chiarelli. McKenney and Sutcliffe have secured some high-profile endorsements and polling suggests the race will come down to them, though several surveys have McKenney in the lead. The province recently granted strong mayor powers to both Toronto and Ottawa in the interest of getting more housing built quickly, but both McKenney and Sutcliffe have said they are not interested in the veto to override council. Toronto, the country's most populous city, has a whopping 31 people on the mayoral ballot, though the incumbent is expected to cruise to victory. John Tory is seeking a third term and polls suggest he is well ahead of the next closest challenger, Gil Penalosa. Penalosa's campaign has hit on the themes of parks and public spaces, road safety and affordable housing, among other topics. Tory has also committed to tackling housing affordability and, unlike the Ottawa mayoral contenders, has said he supports strong mayor powers in order to get more housing built. Thunder Bay Ken Boshkiff has previously served as mayor of this northern Ontario city from 1997 to 2003 and is vying for the role again. He was also a Liberal MP for Thunder Bay Rainy River from 2004 to 2008, and was elected locally in Thunder Bay again in 2010 as a councillor at large. Boshkiff made a failed attempt at the mayoralty in 2014, when he lost to the incumbent. This time, he faces four other candidates, including Peng Yu, a current councillor at large in the city. The next mayor of Thunder Bay will have to grapple with a host of serious issues, including an opioid addiction crisis and calls for policing reforms to improve the relationship with Indigenous residents. London Mayor Ed Holder, the latest in a series of one-term leaders of the southwestern Ontario city, is not running again, leaving an open race for the city's top job. Josh Morgan, a city councillor since 2014 and deputy mayor since 2020, and Khalil Ramal, a former member of provincial parliament for London Fanshawe, square off against eight other contenders. Morgan and Ramal both cite housing affordability as a top issue in their platforms. Woodstock incumbent Mayor Trevor Birch is running again despite facing criminal charges. The London Free Press reported that Birch is facing six sexual assault charges involving two women, and until recent debate appearances he appeared not to be actively campaigning, though he does want to retain his post. CTV London reported that at one recent debate he referred briefly to the allegations, saying they are before the courts and that members of the public are encouraging him to continue with his re-election bid. Port Colborne at Steele versus Steele in Port Colborne, as incumbent Mayor Bill Steele's only challenger is his brother, Charles Steele. The latter Steele has said in interviews that he and his brother haven't spoken in decades, and he put his name on the ballot so his brother doesn't run unopposed. Milton, this Greater Toronto Area municipality, is believed to be home to the country's longest-serving mayor. And he's running again. Gord Krantz is seeking a 14th term as mayor of one of Canada's fastest-growing municipalities. Krantz has three challengers, though they are not likely to unseat him, as he garnered 82% of the vote in 2018. This report by the Canadian Press was first published October 24, 2022. Allison Jones, The Canadian Press.